This is Vision Australia Roundup, and we come to New South Wales now. And keep in mind, you don't have to listen to every segment in order. Feel free to skip or jump around to features you particularly want to hear at any time by using the Daisy or CD or online track selection facility, depending on how you're listening to us. As usual, we start in New South Wales up the top, covering the north and northwest. Team manager up there is Lynn Del Mezzo. Welcome again, Lynn.
Hello, Stephen. Thank you very much.
Perhaps you might remind people what area you cover, because it's a lot of territory, isn't it?
Well, I don't personally do it all the way.
I bet you get out there a fair bit.
I do too. I manage the Coffs Harbour office and the Lismore office and the Tamworth office. There are staff and service providers in all of those offices. The Lismore office, for instance, also provides services up to Tweed Heads, so right on the Queensland border. Coffs Harbour travels as far as Taree, which is a fair drive from here. And Tamworth and some service providers in Coffs Harbour do provide service out in the Tamworth office, but those workers there will go beyond there, up to Glen Annis and out to Moree. So, yes, it's a big area, and they have varying members of staff in those offices.
It's probably a good time now to talk about the planning process as you begin work for the new year, the financial year, July through to June. Can you explain what goes on there so you work out what you're going to do over the next 12 months or so?
Well, yes, they call it an independent living services. That's the department that we work under. And that's our plan, and we're busy formulating that plan for the next month. We usually do it for the year, but we're breaking it into a few months at a time. And one of the things that we'll be concentrating on in my three offices is that we'll be raising the awareness of Vision Australia and its services to the ophthalmologists and the optometrists out there, as well as the community, other community service providers. We can do this by visiting them or by supplying these local eye professionals. We top them up with Vision Australia referral pads, which they can have on their desks. So if they have someone in there with low vision or an eye problem that they can't solve, they can make a referral to the person. They can send it straight to us, or they can give it to the person in their hand. And it's a good thing for them to be able to let the clients or their people know, their clients that they have, that there is somebody out there that can help them.
Mm.
And it's also an easier way to get the client to make their way to us. They have this referral letter or form from that eye professional, and it's a very good system.
And what other ways do you get your presence sort of under the nose of the community?
Well, we do that by attending expos. Later this month in Coffs Harbour, and this may well be old news by the time the information gets out there, but the Coffs Harbour Living Well Expo is on every year in August. They either have it at the big club, or they even having it at the race course, so needing more space. It's called the Coffs Harbour Living Well Expo. It's a bit of a twist on a disability expo, I suppose.
Mm.
And so a lot of service providers or organisations are there to inform just, and it's very well attended, this expo. People just wandering around and just getting information on on services that they might need right now or that they could, you know, think about in the future. So we have a presence there. And in the middle of next month, September, the Tamworth Disability Expo is another one that we attend. And again, that is a big expo and on every time at the same year. And we don't miss that one because sometimes I don't believe it, but, you know, we can pick up people who have just wandered up to us who have not thought that we can provide the services that we do.
And so you being there is the lucky break that they've been needing.
Well, I think so too. And yes, I think so. In fact, I met one man last year at the a few years ago at the Disability Expo, who is vision impaired now, not an older man, but he did tell me that he'd built the refuge island outside Enfield office many years ago. In Sydney, yes. A refuge just for, you know, people crossing the road there.
Mm.
And he said, never did I ever think that I would become a person with low vision.
Yes, yes. You hear those stories from time to time.
Yeah, and I met him in Tamworth.
Lynn Del Mazzo, Team Manager for Vision Australia up there in the north and northwest of New South Wales, based at Coffs Harbour. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Stephen.